to sit down on the chair. You pick up the kli, sit down on the chair, and once it's in your hands, then you can move it, go wherever you want with it. Moratoshima. Porosin machzolos agam b'yavonim b'shabbos. You're allowed to throw machzolos is like covers, tablecloth, a cover agam b'yavonim b'shabbos. You have nice stones on Shabbos. You don't want the rain to go on top of the stones to ruin the stones. You could cover it up. Is the kurdik havimina avonim is muksa. Pushed stones are used for building, it's muksa. So how are you allowed to be metal to the cover to throw on top of the stones? You're moving a machzolos, a mat, to lutzarech dar muksa. Teretziz b'yavonim akuzolos. Talking about like sharp stones, the chasen lebetakisi. It's where it's used for toilet paper. A mold didn't have toilet paper, they used to use avonim. We'll see later in the sechtor. That the matzah muksa azay. So it's roy to use these stones. Samuel, they're not called muksa. It's called the davra mutrim. Therefore, you're allowed to use a mat to cover these stones. Because it's not called davra osa. So drashi lechatzis bo estakli, listan bo pitz luchas. To have a soda bath, you want to cover it, put an egg on top of it. That's osa. Agavi avonim, if ne'ag esham, if you don't want the rain to ruin the stones. You won't be able to put lime on top of the stones if they're wet. So therefore you want to cover it up. So kashri is pushing stones on muksa. Teretz no mukazolis. Trashi roshin chad. It's very sharp. Or ruin le kinuach. It's right to wipe yourself with it. Therefore it's not muksa on Shabbos. Therefore you can cover it up. Toshima another kasha. Person machzolos, you can throw a mat. Agave levoni b'Shabbos. Over bricks. So the chura bricks are muksa. It's aimed to build with bricks. So how are you allowed to throw mats on top of the bricks to save it from the rain? The teretz is the shtayim ibinyonin. We're talking about bricks that were left over from building. You built the house already. Now you have leftover bricks. What do you do with these leftover bricks? The chazal mizgu alayu, which you write to use for chair. You sit on top of it. So since it's aimed to be used, it's not called muksa. You're allowed to even touch them on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to throw a mat on top of these avonim. It's called the tzarev davri heter. Torshima. Porosin machzolos, you can throw a mat al gabe kiveres devarim on top of a beehive b'Shabbos on Shabbos. B'chama mifnei chama. In the summer, you're afraid the sun will ruin the beehive. You're allowed to throw a mat on top of the beehive to keep the sun away. Uvigshamim poshna means in the winter, in the rainy season mifnei hagishamim, so that the rain should not come in and ruin it. Ubovado shlo yiskavin lotzer. But you shouldn't have kavanah when you're throwing your mat on top of the beehive to capture the bees inside there. So that's an issue the rice tzeder. You shouldn't have kavanah for this. Vakol pon on the havamina is that the kiveres, the worm is muksa. It's not right to use on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to throw the mat on top of it? I what? It says you shouldn't do it, it says. No, it's not a psikration. There's still some holes they can get out the other way, you have to say, right? The akopon, the kashri is pasha, the kiveris is muksa. So how are you allowed to throw the mat on top of it to save it from the rain or from the heat? According to Yitzchak, it's shver. If Yitzchak holds, it can't touch any kli for the purpose of a davar muksa. We're talking about the beehives that have honey still inside it. But since it's right, it's like it's still eichel. You could touch the beehive itself to get the honey out, therefore it's not muksa. That's good in the summer. In the summer, usually there's still honey left in the beehive, so it's not muksa. The ikor dvash of yemoisag yishomim, the leker dvash, Michael Maimot, now in the winter, there's no more honey left inside it. You only have the beehive itself, then it's muksa. So how does the Brisa say you're allowed to throw a mat on top of the beehive to stop the rain from ruining it? Because yemoisag yishomim, in the winter, there's no honey there, so it's muksa. So how are you allowed to throw the mat on top of it? And the Gemara, Michael Maimot, nisucha el yoisan shtei chalas. The Mitzvah says that in the summertime, that's when the beehive gets full of honey. Now, usually the violin go in the summertime and empty it out and take all the honey out. It's like honey, like honeycombs. It's in the wax, and you break it open, let all the honey come out. But the pshat is, even at the end of the summer, a balabos always leaves shtei chalas, two chalas, like two pieces of wax, full of honey, you always leave inside the beehive. Why? Because you want the bees to stay alive throughout the whole winter for next year to make again honey. So how do the bees live on the whole winter? You leave over two pieces, like of two waxes there, full of honey for the bees to eat. So even throughout the whole winter, there's still some honey left in the beehive that the bees should be able to eat with. Therefore, it's not called muksa. Okay, throughout the winter, there's always shtei chalas. There's two shrashi shtei chalas. Kol ha-kivoris oisin oiso ha-dvorim chalas chalas shal svichas dvash. always the bees make like piles of honey inside wax. Vishava, within wax. When you take out the wax with the honey, manichin bo shtayim. A balabos always leaves two pieces of honey there. She yispanusum hem advarim kol yomaisek shomim. That the bees poshin have something to eat on the whole winter. If I sell you my beehives, I always mean to leave over two parts of the honey. I mean to leave over that I didn't sell to you, because I want my bees to stay alive throughout the winter. Even though you have these two pieces of honey there, these two cones of honey, even these two honeys, it's not oimid now for a person to take it and eat it. What do you leave the honey there for? For the purpose that the bees should eat it, not you. So they write with muksa. You, a mensch, has no use from it on Shabbos. So write with muksa. Shrashi muksas ninu. Litvarim. You are miyachid. This honey is only oimed that the bees should eat the honey, not a person. Is hodr hevel adavish ain't a little. However, now the bee, how I write with again, adavish ain't a little, is a muksa. So still the writer says, mitalt lemasos latzlosim. You will allow to put a mat on top of them to save them. So it's a kasha and a bitzlok. Even though the beehives are muksa, still we see a lot of save the beehive. And for the Gemara, the choshev alayu. We're talking about in the case of trash, the choshev alayim yes malachila. You changed your mind now. This Friday, you changed your mind, you have no honey in the house, that I'm going to use the honey in this beehive for myself. That was your kavon of him before Shabbos. So b'zoy, now it's not muksa anymore. Like you meyachet that you're going to eat the honey in the beehive, so it's like an achila, a noichla da muksa. So tomorrow, b'zoy, holoi choshev, alayim making a kimta, where the balabos decided, punk now, to use the honey. Holoi choshev alayim, but let's say the balabos did not decide before Shabbos to use this honey, or b'zoy, my osa, dafois kum, and then it's also to throw the mat on top of the beehive according to Rabbi Yitzchak, because then the beehive is muksa, and you're not allowed to touch anything that serves over muksa. He hochi, if that's true, hod the tony, that's what the Brisa says. Ubavachlo yiskavin lotzit. The Brisa says, you know, when you throw the mat on top of the beehive, but don't have kavana to capture the bees inside it. Ubazef, anything more better, lift like listably dot. If you want to say cases that are also, let's say beechidish that it's also. Let's say like this. The Nedeva Mamurim, when do we say you have a heter to cover up the beehive? Only Kishachishav Aleim. If before Shabbos you have a perish kavanah, you're going to eat these two beehive, these two pieces of honey there, the two waxes full of honey. You're going to eat them. Avoloi Kishav Aleim, if you didn't have kavanah before Shabbos to eat this honey, that's thine also. Now what do you have to tell me? A new chiddush that you should know when you cover it, don't have kavanah to capture it. Mashma, that's the only time it's also. That's a big chiddush. No, if I care it. It's only mutter to do it when you had kavanah to eat the honey. But when you didn't have kavanah to eat the honey, even though you're not mechavin to capture the bees, still it's shablai basar. And the Gemara and the Chanami. Hokka mashmon, the Gemara, you talk it, you're right. That avad is also. So the Brisa is telling you this, because Hokka mashmon, afa pi shechishav aleim. Even in the case where you did have a ferish kavanah to eat the honey, so now this beehive is not muksa, it's an oichol, still, ubavashle yiskavin lotzud. You have to know there's still another issue involved. It's possible you can do a maisit seder. You may go to capture the bees now in Shabbos. So when you throw the mat on top of the beehives, make sure you're not mechavin lotzud. But enachnami, the bright attacker would have an iser if you wouldn't have kavanah to eat the beehives, it'll blive muksa. If you don't have kavanah, it will blive muksa. Even if you have kavanah to eat the honey, that now it's not muksa, we say as far as still, you should not have kavanah to make tzedah. Yeah. So it's Gemara Mani. Abazayel, we're coming out now. Who does this price to go like? E Reb Shimon, the Chur was saying now, don't have kavanah to make tzedah. Mashma, the mitzias of throwing the mat on top of the beehive, it is a maisa tzedah. Maybe it's not a psikration, but I call upon him, it is a maisa tzedah. Just pretend you don't have kavanah. Therefore it's mutter. Who holds the svara Dovah Sheinim Eskavin is mutter? That's Reb Shimon. We have Yehuda always says Dovah Sheinim Eskavin is also. So here you have to say this brisa goes according to Reb Shimon, that a Dovah Sheinim Eskavin, even though you're throwing the mat and you are capturing the bees inside there, it's mutter because you're not mechavin. For the Gemara, Reb Shimon, less like muksa. Reb Shimon doesn't know if it's a muksa on Shabbos though. There are only certain cases of Shimon holds for muksa. Only where you dachi v'dayim, we'll see later, on muksa machmas tzorn kiss. But here the beehive is not tzorn kiss. It's just tzorn, you didn't have a ferish kavanah to use it. But you didn't do a ferish shemaisa to be doicherit, just right away from you. So according to Reb Shimon, the beehive is not muksa on Shabbos. So why do you have to come on to Chishev and not Chishev, even if you're not Chishev did it? It's not Muksa according to Reb Shimon. Drash Yomani. He shed through a trachter, litrutza. That's what we had to say at terrace. Gishachishev, the kasha was, it's muksa. How could you throw them at the top of the beehive? You had to say no. Since she had kavana to eat the honey, that makes it ice muksa. Uketonian, you also say in this brisa, the dove shenim is kavan muta, is Reb Shimon. So chortzestira. These two dinim can't go together. Because if Reb Shimon, if you say this brisa goes according to Reb Shimon, therefore it's good that you say if you're not mechavan to make tzedah when you throw the mat on top of the beehive, since you're not mechavan, it's mutter, that's good. Look, Reb Shimon Shitom, Reb Shimon Omar, Lomli Lukmi Kishchishiv. What do you have the ratio to say the reason why it's not muksa? Because you had kavana to eat the honey. Even if you don't have kavana to eat the honey, according to Reb Shimon, there's no muksa. Reb Shimon does not when you say the muksa in a lot of cases. And these are one of the cases that according to Reb Shimon should buy mutter. Elamai Reb Yehuda, if it goes according to Reb Yehuda, that he's always more mach when you say the muksa. According to Reb Yehuda, as far as like this, any kli, really, we'll see later on, muksa. The yisayid of muksa, there are two reasons why the Rabbanan asked muksa. We'll see prokem later, beferish more. One time is, the Ravid learns is, shema midilma hoitzur. Really, the Rabbanan don't want you to touch muksa because they're afraid if you hold touch kelim on Shabbos, you come to walk outside with it. Don't touch anything on Shabbos. Teretz is and yochel amet boy. Certain kelim you have to need. You have to use on Shabbos. You have to have a spoon. You have to use a plate. Therefore, there's smaller things that are oimid for you to use, that's not called muksa. But things that are not oimid for you to use, that's where Rabbanan made exera, don't touch it, because we're afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. The Rambam learns a lot of other different reasons, that Shabbos should be different than Chol. So since Shabbos should be different than Chol, they asked you not to use things you don't use. Now, call upon the contrary of Yehuda, the said is, you can't use anything on Shabbos unless you have a favorite shekavonim to use before Shabbos. That's a Yehuda Shita. You have to be making it before Shabbos. You have to have das. You want to use these things on Shabbos. Now the svar is, avad your plates and your spoons, they're stam das plen yodim. You zichah want to use it before Shabbos. So that's why al stam das is you want to use it. But if you have a cling like a kveris here, this beehive, it has no use for you. Since it has no use for you, if you don't have a ferish or das to use it, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. That's a Yehuda svar. You have shimin svar as fakir. Min astam, you can use anything. Only something that you meferish maksadas, something that you meferish das not to use, that's what you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. So this beehive, you didn't have das yes, you didn't have das no, you just didn't think about it before Shabbos. Like you have no use for it. So according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. You would never have meferish das like not to use it. So according to Reb Shimon, a kiveris is mutter. Elamai, you want to say, goes according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's svar is no, you can't use anything unless we say stam, you had das before Shabbos to use it on Shabbos. Now a beehive is muksa then. A beehive, since you have no use for it, min astam you didn't have das to use it before Shabbos, so then it would be good why we say, why are you allowed to touch it? Only because you had a perish of das to eat the honey. But if you didn't have a perish of das to eat the honey, oblige muksa. Or if you like Gemara, if this price goes according to Yehuda, kiloi miskavin. Afilu you don't have kavona for tzeda. My heavy. What's the heter? According to Reb Yehuda, whenever you're doing a malacha, even though you don't have kavanah to do it, still it's asur. Reb Yehuda's shita is davar sheinu miskaven is asur. So here, you're not allowed to throw the mat on top of the beehive because the metzias you're capturing, you're making it seidam. Even though that's not your kavanah is just the rain shouldn't come in to ruin the beehive. But even though you ain't a mechaven, Reb Yehuda's shita is asur. So it's shver. Who does the price go like? So the Gemara Liyelam, I'll tell you, Reb Yehuda. The Brisa goes according to Reb Yehuda that he holds from the Yitzhak Muksa. Therefore, if you weren't mechavim before Shabbos to use the B.I. or to eat the honey, have other it's Muksa. Ah, you have a kasha. What do you mean, don't be mechavim? Even if you're not mechavim, still it's awesome. The pshat is like this. Obavad shlo yiskavim lotsud means shlo yatsenu kimitsudo. Means don't do a ma'isit seder. Don't make it like a mitsud, like a trap. What does that mean? Delish v'flu ravcha. When you throw the mat on top of the beehive, make sure the mat is like sticking up a little bit. That there's a nice hole in between the mat and the beehive that the bees can still come out. That's what it means. Doesn't mean shlo yiskavin, like don't close it tight, just don't have kavonim. It means vavad shlo yotzud means to say, don't put the mat straight on top of the beehive, make sure the mat is sticking up. That there's still holes here that the bees could come out, that's why it's mutter. Benachtami, if you do it tight, even though you're not mechavin, oblige also. The same as the pshat. The other Rebbe Yehuda, b'vad shlo yiskav, what does that mean? Lotzish shlo yasenu kimitzuda, don't make it like a trap. The lishvik mu ravcha, leave, make some holes that kihecha d'loy litzadu. Memela, k'day you're not going to do a maisit seida, but instead the flies could fly out. Rashi. Rashi is telling you not to do this way.
Don't
cover it. Leave some opening there. So Yehud is saying ishito, that even though you're not mechavin, so I would think it's mutter, you should not know it's also. Rav Ashi Yom, another teretz. Name mi ketoni b'moisachama of b'moisagishomim. Does this brisa say mamish in the winter and in the summer? Moisachami in the summertime, moisagishomim in the wintertime. But he's talking about the winter. No, the whole kasha was in the summer, in the wintertime, the beehive is muksa. The beehive has no honey there in the wintertime. You have no use for it. So you have to give to Rutsim. You have two honeys left over, and you have that to use it. Rashi says no. Havada, we're only talking about this beehive in the summertime when it's full of honey and it's an oichel. What does it mean? Gishomim mi ketoni b'moisachami. Moisachami, the say b'mois means in the winter and in the summer. It means b'chama v'achami only in the summer months when it's full of honey. But in the summer months, you have sometimes a strong sun, so you want to put a mat on top of it. The sun shouldn't ruin it. Or v'gishomim, even in the summer, it rains sometimes. But v'achami ketoni, that's all. B'yemei Nisan, b'yemei Tishrei, it's talking about Nisan time and Tishrei time. V'ikachama, v'ikatzina, v'ikachama, v'ikachamim. You have v'ikadavash. And there's also honey there. So, kids, in the summer months, you have honey inside the beehives. So, pshit it's mutter then. There's no shalom muks in the beehive. So, that's why it's muks. There's no kasha in the Yitzchak. Omalu Rav Sheshis. Puku vi omal of Yitzchak. Go out and tell Rav Yitzchak. Kvar tikmo rapun l'shmaticha b'bovel. Yishna rapunu also learns like you and taught it in bovel. That what? That you're not allowed to move any kli l'tzarech adav ramuksa. The Yomer Rav Huna said like this: Oisin mechitza lemeis. You're allowed to make a mechitza for a meis on Shabbos. In a case where a meis is outside in the sun, and you don't want the sun to bake down on the meis to make masriah, to make him stink, so there's an eitzah how to put like a roof on top of him, a shade to make the shade there, the sun shouldn't come on him. How do you do it? Oisin mechitza lemeis b'shvil chai. Only if people living people are there. And for their purpose, you'll make a covering. Then you'll let. We'll soon see. Then it could be good for the mace also. But the yain noisem mechitz lemeis bishvul mace. If you only have a mace there out in the sun, there's no heter to move mats to make the mat in for a shade over the mace. Why? Are you just moving a mat to make a shade? The Torah says since you're moving the mats for the purpose of a mace, and a mace is muksa on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch the mats. The serach davar osur, serach davar a mace. This is a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rashi l'shmaticha, the end kli nitl elo davra nitl. You're only allowed to touch something for another purpose, that's also mutter. But not for a purpose of mukser, even though you're not touching the mukser. Meis hamutter b'chamas, at Rashi. V'yesh lochu shem yemar lasriach. If the sun is baking on the meis, it's not covered on meis, he's going to minasriach much faster. So what's the yetzah? So the Gemara. Mahi, what are we talking about? The Yomarem Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein tona shila mori. Meis hamuta b'chama. You have in the sun, a meis is lying in the sun on Shabbos. Is boy in shnei b'nei yodim. Two people allowed to come and sit down near the meis. V'yoshvim b'tzidoi. They sit on the side of the meis. Each one on one side, one on the other side. Cham lemumata. They're sitting on the hot sand, and it gets very hot for them under the pants. The pants start burning. It's very hot. Is then maybe mita v'yoshev leo. Talking about in your own backyard, there's no shalav oitzor, so you're allowed to take like a mat, a mattress out of your house into your backyard and put it on the floor underneath you, because then the floor shouldn't burn you. V'yoshev leo. Same thing the other person. Is then maybe mita v'yoshev leo. So they're sitting down the violin on a mat, on a mattress on the floor. Cham lehem umala. After the floor, stop burning the pants, stop burning them, but now on top, the head gets hot. The sun is burning the head now. It's too hot on top. What's the Yetzah? Mevia machzolos, allowed to bring mats. Or person alayim, and they'll some hold the mat up on top of the head. Then, zez zoikiv mitos, the one on the right side, sticks up his mattress, sticking straight up. So Mela, now the mat on top is over the mattress, so it's like standing up by itself. Finish shamet, he'll go away. And Mela, the mace is not in the sun anymore. V'hoylich loy, he'll go away. Vizer, the second person on the other side, the same thing. Zoykiv mitos, he'll now stick up his bed, v'nishamit, and put the mat on top of the mattress standing up. V'nishamit, they'll go away. V'nishamit, leave it. V'alach, they'll go away. V'nimtzeis mechitza suyim aleh. Kumtasais, now there's a mechitza there, and the mace is not in the sun anymore, that's the heter to do it. What's the heter to do it? Because b'shas you move your mattress and you move your mat, it was for the purpose of a chai. For the purpose of a chai, you can do whatever you want. It's a binyan on Shabbat making an oil. We'll soon see Rashi why there's no issa oil. Of making an oil means making a shade on Shabbos. We'll soon see why there's no issa. The kol ponim as the muksa, moving these things, since you did it for the purpose of a chai, it's mutter. I now the mace is in sale. How about it's mutter? Half meleah by itself. Mashenkin, if you only have the mace there and you want to make the shades just for the mace, that's also. What's wrong? You're not touching the mace, you're just putting the snow on top of the mace. So right, it's Rav Yitzchok, you can't be matal for something that's served over also. So Rashi. The Yoshvim Betzidoi, Al Gabi Kaka, Kadesh Yitzaru Mechay Makaka, the people should come very hot from the sand. The Yitzrichul Havi Mitas will have to bring their mattresses outside, Leshiv Leim. The Amitas Yulam Mechitza, later the Mechitza, the mattresses, will drive the Mechitza to hold the mat up. Can the Messiah be also? Cham lemon lamatim in a kaka shrosal chama, or person are rushing the tail. Then later they put the mat on top of the head. That now the mat on top is supported from the mattress. V'chein zeh on the other side. Din says mechitza asuyim aleh. Who kashiyirtsu whenever they want, tishmot v'ochlan and they can go away. So Rashi v'davke nokat chalim amata. The mitzias is davke the way it said. That first it was hot on the bottom. Bereisha. Sheviyu hamitos yeshiva. They brought the mattress to sit on. Bereisha. V'hod demachtolas. Then they brought the covering on top. Lifrei salayim. Litzel. V'yorichsenois. They have to hold it the way v'yadayim. They have to first hold the thing on top. Litzel. Ad liacha shor. To a little bit later. Sheizok from. Then you'll hold up the mattress. V'yishtam. Then they'll go away. Tevelek yir the arminas. Gemara and Ervin. Hai madura. If you want to make like a fireplace. Milamala lamata shari. Al binyan, it's only mutter to do it upwards, downwards. A mala fireplace is first you put three pieces of wood, then you put two on top, then you put one on top of that. If you do normally three, two, one, it's doimet the binyan. The Eitzvahs do it the opposite way, make a shinui. Put first the top one, then two underneath, then three underneath it. Avalasuya mikora mitas a sarachoyot. Loi, devile milamata lamala. If you first bring the bottom to make a mechitza, and then on top of the mechitza you put the oil, that's also. Because that's called derech binyan. You first making a mechitza, then an oil on top, that's also. The derech binyan. The kaimlon ein oisin oil aroi betchilu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to make even an oil aroi. Even just aroi, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, first to make the mechitza, and then to put the oil on top, that will be like osur. Therefore, the heter is first keep the oil standing up on top. So an oil by itself is mutter. I will see later is oil, why even that is mutter. Then you put the mechitz on the bottom, that is mutter. But according to him, you see, it's only mutter to do with the tzarech achai, and not the tzarech hames. The more itma. Meis ha mutter v'chama. You have a meis that's staying in the sun. Rabbi Yehuda or Mashmuel. Hoif choy memita lemita. You know, there's another etza. If you want to get him out of the sun, you allow to move him from one bed to another bed. That's called tiltum menatzad, and he holds tiltum menatzad as mutter. So Rashi hoivchem emitul emitah ad shemigil etzel until you get to the shady place. And you're not allowed to touch the mace itself. Just you could like roll him off this bed onto another bed. That's only called a tiltum menatzad. Rav Chanina bar Shalmi mishmederav amar no, that's no heter. So the heter is maniach olav kikur atinik. Put on top of the mace a piece of bread or a child umatalt loy. Then you have heter to move the mace. This is a heter rabbonim made by mace. That you put a bread or a tinnig on top, well, it's not after these things really. Any chayfis, that's mutum, you put on top of the mace, now you're allowed to move the mace. So the Gemara, hey chodik, kikur, a tinnig, where you have mamish, the bread or a tinnig, kuliyam, leplig, vishuri, that's always the best eitzim. If you put a dover heter on top of a mace, the Rabbana will mat you to move the mace on Shabbos. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes, the lestlay, where you don't have anything to put on top of the mace. Masava tiltum and atzad shmei tiltum. Moving the mace by moving the bed and the mace moves by itself, that's called the tiltum and atzad from the side. That's also wasser. Oh, masava loy shmei tiltum. One holds, no, that's not loy shmei, that's not called tiltum. Drashi, min atzad means kalachayad. It's called the tiltum kalachayad, and that's the machlekes if it's mutter or not mutter. All right, we'll go into this more mishem tomorrow. So I want to say one thing we spoke about yesterday. The shaila is, we said I'm all in a cliche, even, there are certain things that has bishul. It's called kalei bishul. They're saying yesterday, if you have a kli shenim, you take the soup and put it into the soup plate, you shouldn't be allowed to put in, when it calls them out, it's yatz, let's be very hot, to put like bread or put matzah into it, because even the kli shenim is going to be mavashal. But the Mishnah Berurah says a little heter. The heter is that when we take the soup out of the pot, we usually take it with a ladle. You take it with something. So you can be makel then ksas to say the ladle is the kli sheni. And when you pour it into your soup plate, it lies the kli shlishi. Therefore, you could be makel to put the bread or put the mandloch inside the soup. Because there's also shaz b'chalav that's also or not. Some say kli sheni is never mavashal. And some say ein bishalach rafiyah. Even though we're machmud to say yesh bishalach rafiyah, the bread was baked before. Now that you're putting it in the hot soup, you're cooking it, that's also. There's also a machmud that said that a kli sheni calls the man it's still yat let's bread is mavashal. But in the case that we make here to say that the label makes the kli sheni and the plate becomes the kli shlishi, you can make it. So therefore, the meiser both times the way you get the soup out is with a ladle. So therefore, the ladle blives the kli sheni, and when you pour it into the plate, it's the kli shlishi. Therefore, it's mutter to put the bread inside the soup.